I guess the extinction of the dinosaurs, that was a mass extinction. And we sort of know what happened with the dinosaurs. Have there been other extinctions that on that same scale?
Yeah, actually, there's an extinction that was before that one that took the dinosaurs out that doesn't get as much press, partly because it's not as well understood, but it was...
Well, also, it wasn't dinosaurs.
Yeah, it wasn't cool dinosaurs. I mean, who's going to miss, you know, these weird giant amphibians or something that were wiped out back then that aren't as well known? There was no Jurassic Park written about mm-hmm. the earlier one. It'd have to be Permian Park, because Permian was the name of the time period that ended with this extinction. It was about 250 million years ago, whereas the end of the dinosaurs was 65 million. That time bracket there between the giant one in the end of the Permian period, 250 million years ago, and the 65 million year event, that whole time period in between them is called the Mesozoic era, and that's what we consider the time of the dinosaurs, or the mm-hmm. age of the dinosaurs, about 200 million years worth of time. Mm-hmm. But it's ironic that it began and ended with this huge event.
Well, did it begin in any way as a result of the previous mass extinction?
Well, people speculate that after this giant one at the end of the Permian, about 80% of all known fossil marine species were wiped out, and 70% of the genera, that's a bigger group than species even, 70% of those on land were wiped out as far as we know, so way bigger than the one that took out the dinosaurs.
Really? And so what did we lose?
Well,
kinds of things. A lot of things.
There were a lot of things, some of which are still alive today. Not everything was killed off, obviously, because we're still here and the dinosaurs came later. Horseshoe crabs were around, a lot of marine life, mosses and horsetails and ferns and stuff like that. The land vertebrates would have mostly been giant amphibians. There would have been all kinds of fish in the oceans. Not a lot of reptiles, no birds, no mammals, no flowering plants, probably not many conifers. Hmm. But anything else you can think of that's a living thing, there would have been examples of it surviving, but most of them were gone. People are trying to figure out how it happened, because it'd be kind of nice to know if it could happen again. But there is some work being done on it. There are three speculations of what could have caused this. One is that there was something weird with the oceans. If you look at old ocean deposits from back then, a lot of the ocean sediments that are now turned into rock are black, a darker color than you'd expect, which suggests maybe there wasn't much oxygen at the bottom of the oceans for a few million years around then. Who knows how that could happen, maybe a warm layer forming on the ocean or something, and that could trap gases in the deep seawater that maybe they bubbled out at some point and wiped everything out.
Uh-huh. But
so that's, who knows if that could have happened. And another one is in Siberia, there was a huge amount of volcanism going around. Maybe it made a lot of soot and greenhouse gases and acid rain and wiped things out. But maybe there was an asteroid that time too. We don't really know. But recently there was some evidence that there were these strange carbon compounds, little spherical things called buckyballs made out of carbon. Geodesic dome-shaped carbon structures that are found in deposits from that time period that probably had to form in outer space. Uh-huh. And they trap in the middle space of these weird molecule structures. They'll trap compounds that are also really rare on Earth.
Uh-huh.
So we're thinking we may be on the trail of another asteroid impact.
We just haven't found the place or a lot of the other evidence that we have from the dinosaur extinction.
Right. So on one hand, it was a terrible extinction disaster for life, but it also opened up niches that were later filled by dinosaurs,
and
who then got clobbered 200 million years later, and mammals took over in those niches.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.